Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Fight, How Gen Z is Channeling Their Fear and Passion to Save America by John Della Volpe is an accessible research-driven look at the political coming of age of America's youngest adult generation. Drawing on years of youth polling and field observation, the author profiles how Gen Z thinks about democracy, identity, work, climate, and community, and why their worldview is shaped by instability they inherited rather than chose. The book frames Gen Z not as a monolith, but as a diverse cohort whose common experiences include school shootings, economic turbulence, social media saturation, and accelerating climate anxiety. Instead of treating these pressures as mere background, Fight argues they have become catalysts for civic action, new forms of organizing, and a redefinition of patriotism rooted in accountability. Readers are introduced to the emotions that animate Gen Z, including fear, anger, and hope, and to the practical ways those emotions translate into voting, protesting, mutual aid, and cultural influence. The result is a timely snapshot of a generation pushing institutions to change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a generation shaped by cascading crises. A central theme of Fight is that Gen Z's political identity is forged in an era of overlapping disruptions, rather than a single defining event. The book emphasizes how constant exposure to instability, from gun violence and public health emergencies to economic precarity and climate threats, creates a baseline sense that the future is not guaranteed. This lived context helps explain why many young adults place urgency above ideological purity and why they are often skeptical of leaders who minimize risk. The author highlights that fear is not simply paralyzing, it can be clarifying, pushing young people to demand competence, transparency, and protection from institutions that have historically promised safety. At the same time, the book explores how crisis saturation can produce burnout and distrust, especially when young people feel their sacrifices are treated as invisible. By linking emotional realities to civic outcomes, the narrative makes it easier to understand why Gen Z may prioritize systemic reforms, public accountability, and long-term resilience. The topic also underscores generational diversity, noting that crisis impacts are uneven across race, class, geography, and immigration background, which shapes different routes into activism and political engagement. Secondly, fear and passion as fuel for civic participation. Fight argues that Gen Z's engagement is often powered by a blend of anxiety and moral intensity. Rather than portraying young voters as simply idealistic, the book examines how strong emotions translate into concrete behaviors such as volunteering, marching, donating, joining local campaigns, and pressuring institutions through social channels. The author frames passion as a response to high-stakes issues that feel personal, including safety at school, reproductive autonomy, student debt, racism, and the climate. Fear, meanwhile, can push young people to treat politics as a survival skill, not a hobby, motivating them to learn quickly, form networks, and hold leaders to measurable outcomes. The book also addresses the tension between expressive politics and durable change. It explores how online mobilization can spread information and build identity, yet still requires offline infrastructure to win elections, pass policies, and sustain community support. This topic clarifies why Gen Z often favors action-oriented engagement, including mutual aid and local problem-solving, alongside national movements. It also highlights a pragmatic streak, where symbolic gestures are judged by whether they lead to safer communities and more stable futures. Thirdly, redefining patriotism and trust in institutions. Another important topic is how Gen Z rethinks what loyalty to country means. Fight presents a view of patriotism that is less about deference to tradition and more about insisting that national ideals be applied fairly. The book suggests that many young people see critique as a form of commitment, especially when they believe institutions have failed to protect them or include them. This redefinition shows up in demands for voting access, police accountability, inclusive education, and credible public health leadership. The author also examines trust as conditional. Gen Z may distrust Congress, media, and large corporations, yet still look for trustworthy messengers in local organizers, community leaders, and peer networks. The topic explores how transparency and authenticity function as political currencies and why performative messaging can backfire quickly. It also looks at how young people evaluate institutions by results, such as whether policies reduce harm, expand opportunity, or address climate risk. By framing skepticism as a rational response to experience rather than cynicism, the book offers a useful lens for understanding why Gen Z pushes for institutional reform and how leaders might earn trust through consistent action and accountability. Fourthly, digital life, identity, and new forms of organizing. Fight treats digital culture not as a side note but as a core environment where Gen Z forms opinions, builds identity, and coordinates collective action. The book explores how social platforms can accelerate political learning, expose hypocrisy, and connect young people to causes beyond their hometowns. At the same time, it recognizes the costs, including misinformation, algorithm-driven outrage, and mental fatigue from constant crisis content. Within this context, organizing often looks different from older models. Gen Z may move fluidly between online advocacy, rapid response campaigns, and community-based initiatives, using digital tools to recruit, fundraise, and pressure decision-makers. The author also connects identity and politics, showing how personal experiences around race, gender, sexuality, disability, and immigration status shape issue priorities and coalition building. This topic highlights that identity-based politics can be both a source of strength and a point of polarization, depending on how movements create shared goals. The book's contribution is to depict digital organizing as neither shallow nor automatically effective, but as a powerful set of tools that require strategy, credibility, and real-world follow-through to produce lasting political results. Lastly, what Gen Z expects from leaders, parties, and the future. The book devotes significant attention to what Gen Z wants from political leadership and why conventional messaging often misses the mark. Fight suggests that young adults are less impressed by slogans and more persuaded by competence, empathy, and policies that address tangible pressure points such as wages, housing, healthcare access, education costs, and climate resilience. The author emphasizes that Gen Z support is not guaranteed for any party. It must be earned through credible commitments and measurable progress. This topic also explores how young people view power, often preferring leaders who share decision-making, listen publicly, and collaborate with community stakeholders rather than relying on top-down authority. The book discusses the idea of long-term stakes, arguing that Gen Z tends to evaluate politics through future outcomes, not just immediate wins. That future focus can lead to impatience with incrementalism, yet it can also motivate sustained engagement when leaders demonstrate a clear plan and a willingness to be held accountable. Overall, the topic provides a practical roadmap for anyone trying to communicate with or serve Gen Z. Be specific, be consistent, and show results that match the urgency young people feel. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a grounded understanding of Gen Z beyond stereotypes, including educators, parents, civic leaders, campaign professionals, journalists, and anyone trying to make sense of shifting American politics. It is also valuable for Gen Z readers who want language for their own experiences and a broader view of how their peers are influencing culture and policy. The main life benefit comes from the way it connects emotions to action. By showing how fear, grief, and anger can be converted into organizing, voting, and community building, the book helps readers see civic participation as a practical response to uncertainty rather than a distant ideal. It also encourages empathy across generations by explaining why institutional trust is conditional and why authenticity matters so much to young adults. Compared to many trend-driven books about youth culture, Fight stands out for its emphasis on data, real-world political behavior, and the messy diversity within the generation. Instead of treating Gen Z as a marketing segment, it treats them as citizens navigating high-stakes problems with urgency. For buyers deciding among similar titles, this one offers a useful combination of analysis and actionable insight for engaging a generation that is already reshaping America's future. If you would like to support John Della Volpe, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.